We're back for another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent while we continue highlighting our veterans in the Sylacauga City School System. Dr. Michelle Eller back in studio. Dr. Eller, we have gone through two of these already. We're on the third, and the stories and the inspiration just is palpable. And I'm so excited to interview today's next guest, Ward King, your transportation supervisor for Sylacauga City Schools. Tell us about your relationship with Ward and how you got to know him.
So, we actually recruited his wife.
Yeah, okay.
She is our high school Spanish teacher. And if you know anything about those positions, it's very difficult to find people to come in and teach languages. Mm-hmm. It's one of those positions that is very unique. And so we had the position posted for a while. We recruited his wife into that position. She sent us her resume, sent us all her information, and she said, "Now I just need to find my husband a position." And I said, "Well, let me see if I can help. Send me his information and I'll put some fillers out." I figured I would. She had told me a little bit about his background with his CDL license, and he had been a bus mechanic and things of that nature. So I started, got his information in. I was going to send it out to Heritage Freight, Bluebell, some of the other places. And then I got to looking at it and I said, "Oh, wait a minute, I'm not sharing this."
Keeping this one for yourself.
I'm not sending this to anyone. And I said, "Mr. Osborne, I need you to look at this resume." And so anyway, so we recruited him to come and into the position that we had vacant.
Sure.
Dr. Hubbard had held the position of transportation supervisor before he retired. And before him, David Wasserman.
Right.
And so we had a position open. We were still trying to look at how we were going to fill it, and it just worked out perfect once again for us to get a package deal.
Yeah, I mean, you keep striking these deals. Everything that you say, I feel like it's week after week. Like, you've recruited somebody, and then you got somebody. You've obviously come out on the great end of this. And Ward, you're here. You've been in this position for now a few months, right? Since August? May?
Yeah. No, May 13th.
Okay, yeah. So what is it like? How has it been between everybody and everything and adopting this new role?
It's been pretty good. Good experience. I fell into what I was doing out there in Georgetown, Texas. Yeah. And so it's been a humble experience. It's also been an honor coming back to Sylacauga and Julesburg. It's been pretty good. Love the team that I work with, Dr. Eller and Tom Osborne, and it's been a great experience, and we got a good future together. So.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. So you spent, 16 years or so in the Army National Guard?
Yes, sir. 16 years.
And what was that experience like?
That was pretty good. When I was in school, my twin brother, he actually sort of talked me into joining. And now I'm, after all them years of being in the military service, I'm grateful because they taught me things in life that would have been a little rougher down the road if I just went on to normal things. But they teach you leadership, working as a team. So it's been a great experience. Kept me out of trouble. They tell you in the boot camp you got two roads to run down on, and you make the right choices. So it's a real helpful thing, and I like it when I see high school students make a career in the military and go that route.
Yeah.
Things are tough out here, and sometimes they really don't have the opportunity to advance forward to college. Mm-hmm. But they got that opportunity to go into the military and then get into college. The military helped get that college degree. So it's a win-win for them. So for me, it's been great. I don't take nothing back from my experience. Loved every minute of it. I didn't think so when I was in boot camp, but I had a different ball game now.
I can imagine so. I'm sure those are probably some of the hardest times of being in. Ward brings up an interesting and a good point about the next level of education beyond high school.
Right.
Where does military fall into that for you?
Well, to me, I see the military as a lifeline. Mm-hmm. So, for example, with Ward King, the experiences and the training he was able to get in the military have helped shaped what he's able to do for us today. Mm-hmm. So, he learned how to be a diesel mechanic. He learned how to drive heavy equipment, how to drive, you know, things that you would need, like a school bus. And so that training and that background, we're able to utilize in our system. If you take Chris Thylacker, who we met with last week, his military paid for his college.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's able to come out of the military and teach for us because he's got a degree in history.
Sure.
So not only did he have the experience, but he had the degree. So to me, the military is a lifeline. Mm-hmm. It can help shape your future career, whatever that might look like, mm-hmm. Whether it includes college or whether it includes lots of certifications and training. The military can help do that for students.
So, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Warren.
And also, too, you know, the military taught me that even though, you know, college wasn't into my frame.
Sure.
But it allowed me to make a living throughout my years. And you might have a lot of downs, but it also teaches you how to kick yourself back up.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been grateful for my military experience. And it's just something that you don't realize until you go into the basic training and you start training folks. I was an E6 in the National Guard. My first unit was a Troop E 31st Cav in Chillsburg,
mm-hmm.
and it moved to Sylacauga, and I was in that unit, and then I went to the 167 Mechanized Infantry in Leeds. So,
wow,
it's very rewarding. Yeah. Even if the student don't want to go full time, he can go National Guard, and it's just a benefit. I mean, it gives that child, that student, something that he's got something to fall back up on,
mm-hmm.
and that's very rewarding. A lot of people don't know that.
So explain really quickly, for many people may not know, the difference between the Army National Guard and the U.S. Army.
The Army National Guard, you serve every weekend. You go through basic training, AIT, just like you would if you was joining the Army. And then you do the 2 weeks summer camp. Fortunately, I've been to many summer camps when the Gulf War started. I didn't have to go, but I was ready to go if our unit ever got called. A lot of the units did back in the day, like Wetumpka and a lot of your water treatment plants. So it's been beneficial. And, I've really just been proud of what I did when I was in there. And I've had my legs cut out from under me, but through the training and the National Guard, I was able to kick myself back up and continue on with life.
I know that when you hear these stories as a superintendent, the backstories that they have, it makes you proud to know that they're on your team.
Yes. Yeah. I think about what Tom Osborne spoke about, the very first one, about perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I think in all of them you hear that same theme of perseverance, of work ethic, of team. And so to be able to instill that in our students, to be able to instill that in our system, to me speaks volumes.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. What's one thing that you can take with you from your military time and apply it into your civilian job?
Teamwork. I'm a teamwork type fella and I believe it. And I've tried to instill that at every place I've ever worked at. And, also I try to instill value. You know, a lot of times you lose sight of values and then you try to figure out a way to, if it makes any sense, keep your values high, treat people with respect. That's one of my firm beliefs, and go through life without having to lie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the military taught me. So honesty is the best policy.
There you have it.
And every role is important.
Absolutely.
Every role in our school system is important.
Absolutely. From the top to the bottom and the bottom to the top and from side to side, you can't do it without the other person.
Correct.
You're only as good as your team, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Man, thank you for sharing, Ward. Really appreciate it. You have been an inspiration, as have all the veterans that we've featured. And we're just so thankful for your service.
If you don't mind me saying real quick.
Absolutely.
We also got guys that are veterans that drive the bus too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And I'm a firm believer of giving them high fives and thank them every day for coming in. So it's been a heartwarming experience.
That's awesome. I love that you're able to have that camaraderie and have that relationship with fellow vets that are part of your team. That's super important for sure. Yes. Dr. Eller, you're awesome. Thank you for featuring these special individuals on your show. This is really great.
Yes, yeah. I think it's important for them to hear their stories, and I just appreciate Ward King. I appreciate his service, and I appreciate what he does for our system each and every day.
And I appreciate you guys inviting me.
Absolutely. You're welcome anytime. Ward King from Silicaga City Schools, Transportation Supervisor, and Dr. Michelle Eller, of course, as always, we appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.